Make sure if you want to support the Subpar Odyssey, you go to patreon.com/subpar, but in HD, drop on like $1, $1 a month, as the kids say, and you will be able to listen to every single episode about a day earlier, and you will also get a bespoke fuck you. So fuck you. Especially Ethan. Fuck you, Ethan. Fuck you, man. What are you doing? Thank you, Ethan. Fuck you. And also Samo. Thank you very much. Fuck you even more, though.
Have you planned your French-Canadian intro, Stumpy?
Nope.
Cool.
I have not. Yeah, I didn't even realise it said French-Canadian.
Well, it's got to be French-Canadian, right? You can't just have...
How do they sound?
It's got to be accented in some way.
It just sounds dumb. It honestly just sounds dumb.
It's going to be like French-Canadian with like a Texan-Danish twang.
You got to say howdy, y'all. You have to.
That's what I'm going with. My dog's next to me just looking at me, waiting to just be like, what the fuck are you doing? All right, Enzo, this is going to be okay. Don't scream. All right.
Oh, hey, y'all. How's it going? My name is Stumpy, and welcome to the Subpar Odyssey. Cole?
Hi. You forgot to do the bit where I say, my name's Cole.
Your name is Cole, and this is the Subpar Odyssey, episode 69. I meant to say 59.
Wow.
And we are going to be talking to the most rip-roaring led Texan hounded Danish French Canadian girl out there is Kaylee, y'all.
I don't even know what to say. That was the worst thing I've ever seen and listened to in my entire life.
People are always mean about Stumpy's accent. And I think that was dead on for French Canadian. I think that was perfect.
What was wrong with that? Just a couple of pointers. I'd like to get a couple of pointers. Yeah. What, just something, I imagine it was something quite minute, just like a little regional issue. What was wrong?
Everything.
Everything is quite a lot.
Really, just everything.
Okay. Well, everybody, we are here with Kaylee. It's an episode that I think people have wanted to listen for a little bit, because we've started a bit of a rivalry that never really meant to be a massive rivalry, and it just kind of ended up being a massive rivalry. Because through Johnny Boy, we have played a few 1v1s together. Well, not together, that'd be a 2v1 or whatever. But we've individually faced off, Cole, against Kaylee. Mm-hmm. And it's in Salt Mine Underground, which is, I'm going to say, the worst tournament literally ever.
Do you agree with that, Kaylee, that it's the worst one ever? I mean, you've done pretty well from it.
Yeah, I actually really like it, you know, when easy 2K out of you guys. So I've been kind of just vibing.
Right, so people who don't know, Johnny Boy has got competitions called Smug. It's Salt Mine Underground. And basically, it's content creators start off these 1v1 streams, and then it then goes into better and better people, culminating in the main event. The main events are always awesome. The most recent one was apparently Jack versus Jorias. Oh my word, that was one of the best series I've ever seen in my life. But yeah, it kicked off most recently with Cole versus Kaylee, that came after I faced off versus Kaylee in Smug 4, I think?
I don't know.
3 or 4?
Yeah, I don't know. I just work here.
It's all just, yeah, exactly. It's all just Smug, isn't it?
Yeah. And yeah, so basically, it's $1,000 to the winner. None of us like 1v1 a lot, but apart from Kaylee, who I think was actually practicing on stream, which is a little bit try hard, and $250 to the loser. I thought that was easy money. But then, when it came down to it, it's genuinely the most nerve-wracking thing ever. Kaylee, how did you hold your nerve, like, so well? Because you were just concrete.
I mean, I don't know if you guys watch, like, my VODs or anything, but
God,
half
no.
of the...
Oh, no, okay, no, yeah.
Christ, no. No.
That'd be terrible.
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, all right, cool. Yep. Thanks, guys. Very much appreciated. So, during my VODs and during the whole situation, I was very nervous, especially the one against Cole. I was watching your guys' stream beforehand. I was actually in a call with Thanovic, and he was like, all right, so he's not going for aerials. He's not doing this. He's like doing this, and this. You need to work on your kickoffs here. And he was actually like coaching me through the entire thing. And then we get onto the pitch and Cole's doing these aerials. He's going for wall touches. And I was like, this is not what I practiced. This is not what I was expecting. And so the first game, I was definitely a little nervous. Mm-hmm. I was shaking the entire time. And then I did end up breaking my thumbnail during it. I got so mad. Cole kept demoing me. So I was getting so frustrated. And I always slam my desk. You know, I just always slam it. So I've had this issue where my computer's on my desk, and whenever I slam my desk, the USB for my camera unplugs and then my camera just turns off. And so I couldn't slam my desk, so I tried to go for my chair, but then my thumbnail clipped desk. And so in the middle of the games, my thumbnail was actually just torn off.
Oh my god! So mid series, you disabled yourself and still won 3-1.
I mean, I've got to say that's the closest that I came to a victory on that day, because there was also a bet that we'd made, which I instigated, because I was pretty confident I'd beat you. Because when you came up against Stumpy, I think it's fair to say that you didn't really come up against Stumpy, because he tilted off Oblivion.
I was terrible.
You played well, but I think it's fair to say that Stumpy made himself easy to beat. So I was thinking, right, normally Stumpy's better than that. I'd back this one. So I thought, right, we can up the ante a little bit. Let's put 10 subs on the line, which you then doubled to 20 subs as well. So after I was beaten, Kaylee, I had to go to your stream. I was in pain. It hurt, right? Because, like... I've had a lot of meme losses in my life, right? Where, Cole's crap, haha, I'm the comedy loser, right? But that was a proper match that we had, and you bested me, and you faked me in overtimes, and you were the better player overall.
Oh my god, they were so cruel.
Yeah, they were brutal as well.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. You beat me fair and square. So then when it was done, I was like, right, I've made a bet. I'm going to have to do it. And then those 20 subs came out that I put to your channel. And then you told the story of your broken thumbnail. And I was like, yes, this is my victory.
I'm damaged by
you named her.
I did. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Watching it, like, so I watched Johnny's stream and we were listening to Cole on Discord, but he couldn't speak at all, so I didn't speak to him throughout the entire series. We could hear him throughout, like, mumbling and, like, sort of saying things. And, like, because the stream was a little bit delayed, Cole every now and then would go, yes, come on. And then about 10 seconds later, and he just gets a really slow rolling goal. And we're like, yes, come on, Cole.
I scored some good goals.
You did. But then every now and then it would then just be like, oh, stupid ginger. And then 10 seconds later, Kaylee would just fake you out and then just go for the goal. It was awesome. It was so good to watch. But honestly, I feel like a lot of people don't understand how nerve-wracking that is. Because 1v1s, if you're just doing ranked, like I've done it probably in my life, 20 ranked 1v1s, like not many at all.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah, okay, well, you don't need to be mean. This is our podcast. And so when you're playing that, it's nerve-wracking, whatever. As soon as then you know you are on Johnny Boy's channel with his chat, who watch the best 1v1ers in the world frequently, and then you're there just like going for like a hit on the wall and you just miss it, and then you retreat back for boost or something. It's the most horrible thing, because you know that everyone's just backseat gaming, and they're probably right as well.
Oh, 100%. The thing is, so I don't know if you guys have TikTok, do you?
God, no.
No, I'm not too old. We're too old, Kaylee.
No Kaylee Vods, no TikTok.
Oh, okay. But something to say about TikTok, it's very toxic and it's very backseat gaming. So with that, I've kind of gotten over the whole nerves of everybody backseat gaming, of them just talking absolute shit. So I've kind of gotten over it. I'm like, well, they're going to be rude anyways. So I just, I like block out my chat. So I don't look at my chat. And then I just focus on the game and focus what I need to do. And then so my nerves just kind of go away. I've always been a very competitive person my entire life. I played sports growing up. I've like ran competitively. So.
Where to?
You know, everywhere.
Just the end, really.
just trying to go for it, you know.
Have you ever been asked that when you say that you run? Oh, where'd you run?
No.
This is not a normal thing you ask runners, Stumpy.
I don't know. I don't do cardio. I presume there was a destination.
The finish line.
No, there's never a destination. You just kind of go for it.
So you go to the end. That's the answer.
Wait, what do you think the end. Olympic running is? Do you think it's just like who can get to B&M the fastest?
They finish somewhere else.
Who gets to Costco quickest?
Well, because like the marathon, you don't finish where you start, do you? I don't actually know. Do you?
I don't know. I've never ran a marathon.
All right, well, that's next then. There we go. Look at this conversation it started. Maybe you can go for... Would you do a marathon?
No, absolutely not.
Were you endurance or
no,
short
I was
distance?
Long distance. So I did the 1600 and then the 2400.
Oh, meters.
Yeah.
Because kilometers... Okay.
So it was like a mile and mile and a half, but I don't know that in... anything else? I got the yeehaw measurements.
I pretty much only know what a 5K is. Hang like on. That's the only thing I can put into my mind.
Oh, 600 meters in miles. Hang on, I'm googling. Okay, yeah, so 1600 is like 0.99 miles, so it's a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and then 2400 meters is 1.5 miles. Oh, that's fun. Okay,
can we have a Rocket League community cardio event?
Please, no. I don't think anyone would be able to do it. We're all gamers. We don't work out. We don't really do anything.
Oh, I don't know. We've had Gregan on this podcast, and if he heard you say that, he'd be like, actually, gaming is much better when you exercise regularly.
Oh, my
it's
God.
True. Is, I mean, when we did our 1v1 Kaylee, game one, certainly the first half of it, I was straight up better than you. I was going around thinking, God, this is easy. I've figured it out. And then you... Are you an analytical player? Were you taking in what I was doing, or do you think I just got worse and started tilting?
I was analyzing what you were doing wrong, and then I switched my play style to adapt to what you were doing. Because in my stream, I'm always like, oh, in order to be GC, you don't need mechanics. You really don't need all your flip resets. You don't need this, this, and this. You just need situational awareness, boost management, and the ability to actually just hit the ball with purpose. So with my situational awareness that I have, that's been able to get me to like 1800, I noticed how you were playing, and it kind of like adapted my play style to you.
I think as soon as you did that, I was... Because as Stumpy said earlier, we had a system where they could hear me commentating and then they'd see what I was commenting about a few seconds later. And apparently, what I didn't realize was I was saying the right things. So you tackle me and I go, okay, no more air dribbling. She can read that. And then 2 seconds later, I go, ooh, this is a chance to air dribble.
One of the funniest bits was like, I think one of the first goals in game two or something. It was like 10 seconds in and Cole like air dribbled it over the top of you, Kaylee. Went in, good goal. And then Cole literally said, okay, that won't work every time. Okay, I'm not going to bother. She's defending them well. That won't work every time. 20 seconds later, he goes for an air dribble. You tackle
right
him
as well.
And just roll it in. And he's just like, ah. Oh. He may as well have said, I couldn't have seen that one coming. We were just watching. It's like, for fuck's sake, you had it. You knew what to do. But yeah, I mean, I did the same things when we did our 1v1. The worst bit, then saying that Carlos thing before we started, was the infamous point where I demoed you. The ball bounced on the goal line. And I went for boost. I thought, you know what? I fancy a bit of that. And
you literally said, I don't need to hit that.
Don't
you said
hit
those
that.
Words or
don't
something like that.
That.
Yeah.
Because I completely forgot that spin actually affects the ball when it lands. Like in the moment, I just thought, oh, that's going to bounce up, down, grab the boost, go back behind it, then dribble it away. Why didn't I set the ball to the corner? People, check out Johnny's Twitter because he put it on there. It was ridiculous.
Horrible.
But yeah,
it was horrible.
1v1s hurt. That's where what I've basically learned from it, and Kaylee is richer for it.
yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Christ. But moving on from Salt Mine and stuff, and just general content creation bits and bobs, you have absolutely been fucking killing Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
You have exploded. I had a look at your stats today, and I saw that you're on over 3,000 subs at the moment, which is insane. Over 50,000 followers, and most recently, 300 average views, or 300 plus average views. But like, as far as I remember, it wasn't actually that long ago in like the realms of streaming and in Rocket League even, that you started streaming. Was there like one moment where everything just really ramped up, or has it been a steady increase? Because you have just been doing an incredible job.
The thing is, I really don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of like go live every day and I just kind of wing it. I can definitely notice one point. It was when Rocket League went free to play. The second it went free to play, it just absolutely skyrocketed. I've been, I remember before it went free to play, I was averaging around 100, 150, like the high hundreds, I would say. And then suddenly it just went from 250, 300, 400, 500. Mm-hmm. Like when I hit 500 viewers, it's completely normal.
God.
Like it's, like, I'm not even like worried about it. It's like, oh, cool, 500 viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. No, it was whenever Rocket League went free to play is whenever it just kind of skyrocketed. The followers has always been kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Whenever I first moved to Denmark, so I'm studying, right? I'm a full-time mm-hmm. student. I'm working towards my degree. I would just kind of stream in my free time because I don't have friends here. I don't have family mm-hmm. here. The only person I have is like Snasky and his family, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
He barely likes you as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, it's great to have him and his support. But at the same time, sometimes you just kind of want to wring each other's necks. And so I kind of got back into streaming. I was like, oh, well, this kind of had an income. Maybe I can, you know, start it again. So I started mm-hmm. it again and just kind of like shits and giggles. I was in the living room. I had a terrible setup. it was horrible. But I just kind of started it up because I wanted friends. I wanted someone to talk to. I needed something to, you know, get my mind off of only studying and only being in the house. So just kind of did that. I was getting like maybe over 100 followers per stream. After 2 months, I was able to get my partner application in. I got denied the first time. And then
always
4 months. Yeah, classic. after 4 months, I was able to get partner. And then, yeah, it just kind of snowballed from there.
Was there a difference in your community then when Rocket League went free to play? Because presumably before then, you'd garnered an atmosphere, a tone that people in your community, you know, they knew what they could take the piss out of you for. They knew what was too far. You had those limits, I presume, pretty firmly set. And then suddenly when there's an influx in new people, there's all these people that don't get it. There's new names in chat every day. Have you noticed much of a difference, either negatively or positively?
Oh, yeah. so whenever I first started, my content used to be, how do I explain this? Kind of like ooh-woo girl. Like I was very soft. I was very okay. nice. I was very nice to everybody. When someone followed, I thanked them personally. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for the follow. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But after I went free to play is kind of when I changed my content. So I'm a marketing and yeah, like I've completely changed. So I'm a marketing major, right? And so I did a lot of research on like the females in Rocket League, and I noticed a lot of them are just soft girls. They're very nice. They're amazing people. I love them to death, but they're very soft, you know? And I realized there was one thing missing, was a raging bitch.
I'm glad you said it, Kaylee, because I was afraid to.
Yeah, if you scroll down in the notes, it will say, when did you decide to be a raging bitch? Like, when was that locked in?
No, I noticed that there was a raging bitch, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take it. So I took it, and now just people are scared of me. Like, some people have literally told me, Kaylee, I'm scared to type in your chat because you're just so mean. And I was like, I'm really not. Like, I'm genuinely not. Unless you give me a reason to be rude to you, I won't be rude to you. But I just got really tired of people bullying me online. And so I was like, you know what? If you want to bully me, that's fine. But I'm going to bully you back. That's just how it's going to be.
One thing to sort of go off that was when I know that we DM'd a little bit after Smug, where some people they didn't understand what the pre-show interviews were about. Where if people are wondering, you would have seen every single competitor in every Smug event have an interview where everyone's like shit talking each other, throwing it back and forth, replying. What you don't know is that it's the two competitors, Johnny and Smellsworth, in a Discord call, egging each other on to say the worst things.
Yep.
And to like, I remember, Kaylee, for our interview, the amount of times you were saying, no, I don't want to say that. And I was like, no, do it. It'll really hurt me. No, go on. It's great. It's really good.
I'm really not a mean person. I'm not. And so getting you guys to get me to say those like rude things is just not me.
It was so funny though. But then people were like, they didn't understand that pretty much, as far as I can think, and there will be exceptions to this, pretty much everybody in the Rocket League content creator field are at least friendly to each other. Mm-hmm. I don't really know anybody who's like properly at each other's throats like that, but everyone is nice. Everyone likes each other. If you see anybody at an event, you'll say hi, you'll hang out for a bit. Like, and I think a lot of people think it's really weirdly competitive and that everything you say in like an interview or online, when you're streaming, you're playing a character. Like, it's quite similar to how I am in real life, but it's not exactly what I would say in every situation. And I think a lot of people don't quite understand that. And I mean, one of my questions was going to be, Kaylee, does it annoy you that maybe if you go to an event and someone is then like, oh, you're actually like way nicer in person? Would that like get to you and be like, well, no, I'm nice anyway. This is real me. The stream me isn't the real me, if that makes sense.
I don't think so. I think it's quite normal. I mean, Snasky, he calls me a bitch all the time. And so it's like, I'm kind of of used to it. Love the man, but I mean, he tells it how it is. He's always been that way. And so if I'm being rude, he's like, Haley, you're kind of being a bitch today. I was like, oh, my bad. So I'm quite used to it. I mean, it wouldn't bother me at all.
I feel like for any guys listening to this, maybe wanting advice with their girlfriends, don't say you're being a bitch today, because I don't think Linnea would react with, oh, my bad, if I were to say Linnea, you're being a bitch today.
I also don't imagine she'd appreciate you not saying her name correctly.
Well, I'm going to cut that bit, so it's fine.
No, you can't cut that bit.
Yes, I can. I have the power.
You're going to cut this bit as well, aren't you?
Completely, yeah.
How dare you?
Completely, just take it out.
Then I'll cut to you guys laughing, and it'll seem like I made a really good joke, and everyone listening will be like, wow, that Cole guy sure is.
Can't believe this. This
is the power
fucking
of the
editors, man.
I know. Never trust an editor, that's what I say.
Yeah. And well, I mean, going off Snasky, we saw recently that he posted on Twitter saying that he was thinking, well, he said exactly, mm-hmm. any team looking for a watch coach,
sorry, Stumpy,
maybe missing it a tiny bit.
Sorry, mate. Can we give this section the
sorry,
heading that,
Snasky
I, that
watch.
I gave it? This is Snasky Watch.
Snasky Watch.
He hasn't been here for too long.
Snasky Watch.
Go on then.
He's fundamentally dead to everybody in Rocket League, but he's trying to bring it back. Yeah, he said he's any team looking for a washed coach, maybe missing it a tiny bit. So is he looking to like come back? Because Jesus Christ, I miss him so much.
At the moment, he's kind of just looking. So we're in, you know, pandemic, we're in lockdown. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had a job for a while because his old job that he had, he was a salesman. Okay. So with that, he can't have the interaction anymore, so he couldn't have that job. So he's just been kind of chilling, playing World of Warcraft. Every Wednesday it resets. He does his raids on Sundays and Wednesdays. So those are his set days.
Nice.
He just kind of chills whenever I stream. So
looking after the dog as well?
Not really. I mean, he does. Okay. Before I throw in shade, of course he does. Whenever I stream, like I wake up with little May. I take her over in the mornings. I put her in her kennel when I'm streaming. He wakes up at God, whatever hour, takes her out, plays with her a little bit, then goes back on World of Warcraft, and then I'm done. And so I take her for the, you know, remaining of the day.
Okay, so it's shift work.
It is.
Hmm. Okay, nice.
Have you ever played World of Warcraft with him?
No. I mean, I tried. So back when we were doing distance, we tried to do things together. And I was like, you know what? You're into World of Warcraft. I want to learn about it. He got quite frustrated with me because I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I had no clue. He's like, Kaylee, click on this character. And I was like, who? So he got quite frustrated with me.
That's the makings of a good coach, that.
That's true. Yeah. Kaylee, just click it.
But yeah, I mean, it'll be good to have Snasky back. I mean, people who weren't about earlier on in Rocket League, Snasky was... He is one of the like nicest people. Like he comes across like as very, like you said, he can be very brash, very honest, but he's honestly one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to in Rocket League. And I've not spoken to him for like, I don't know, a couple of years, I feel like. And it was so good to have him back. And when events can come back on as well, to see everybody again, of course.
It might have been RLCS season 5, even.
Oh, London. Yeah.
Sasuke. Oh, no, maybe Gfinity after that. That era. At least.
Maybe Gfinity after. Yes, I think it was. Because I think for one of the Gfinities, when I had to hop on to do some interviews, my voice was dead because... Oh, no, that was when we just came back from Germany with Snasky.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Berlin.
Yeah, you went to Germany with him. Oh, that was
nice. Oh, I forgot Berlin. I totally forgot you guys went to that.
Yeah,
that was such a nice
thing. That was for
Rocketeers.gg.
Yeah, and there was like a load of free food in an Audi like showroom where we were just in a Rocket League event. It was really cool. It got so loud. Yeah, my voice was dead after that, but that was very fun. I enjoyed.
Oh, if we're reminiscing, I've got something to show you guys. So I haven't had my Landon T-shirt pretty much since Landon. I thought it was long gone. Okay, we got Team 104 T-shirts, Kaylee. We got them printed specially. And the other day, I was doing some washing, and there was this innocuous-looking T-shirt that was inside out. Turned it inside out, and look what I found. I got my Team 104 T-shirt from 2018.
Oh, my God.
So I was so happy when I saw this, and it brought back so many Landon memories and just LAN memories and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
I miss LANs. Like, London was one of the best LANs I've ever been to. Granted, I was drunk majority of the time. Like, I was...
That's why.
Yeah, I was blasted most of the time. But from everything I can remember, it was amazing.
It was so good. I mean, just being able to see everybody again will be awesome. I mean, you talk about lockdown, and obviously you're in Denmark. Like, you've moved away from your family, from all your friends as well. Is it... when you moved, I don't know what the timeline is. When you moved, was it in 2020 when there was pandemic stuff going on, or was it pre-2020? What was the timeline?
It was July 2019, because it was okay. After DreamHack Dallas. I was at a veterinary's clinic, so I was doing like a job there so I could actually mm-hmm. like move all my stuff over. So I tried to get like a little savings there. Yeah, it was in 2019. Mm-hmm. And then we celebrated his birthday for the very first time together.
Oh, yeah. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
So you've been in Denmark. At least you had sort of, 6 months or so where you were able to sort of head out and about and do stuff. But is mm-hmm. What's it been like there? Because every country is obviously handling it differently. We're not going to sort of stay on COVID stuff for long. But
yeah.
How is it all being handled over there? Is it all right? Or is it just sort of like get through it, you know?
It's going all right, to be completely honest. As a streamer, I don't leave my house very often. Mm-hmm. I don't have my driver's license, so I can't really drive either. Mm-hmm. So I can't really go anywhere. I never really wanted to, even though like, I don't know. I'm a very introverted person. So I like mm-hmm. my little area. I like my mm-hmm. room, and I don't want to leave my room. I will take May out for her walks. I will mm-hmm. train with her, but that's it. Even before the pandemic.
This is like looking into a mirror. I've got my room. I know what's going on. My dog's behind me. He's in here. He's chilling out. I'll play with him, take him for his walks. But otherwise, when I go shopping, I live in a village. It's like I drive to like a big shop. And I'm like, right, I'll do that once every 2 weeks. Then I don't need to worry about seeing people from that point on. I can just get it over and done with. I'll spend the entire day out just doing things. Then I don't have to worry about then heading out at any other point. Mm-hmm. But I do worry though, like when it comes back to land time, my social skills are gonna be so bad.
It's gonna be so awkward.
It will. It's the other way around. I think you guys have got this the wrong way around. It's basically gonna be, because I'm an introvert as well, right? It's mm-hmm. funny how many streamers end up being introverts.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's because it sends us to our gaming cocoons and then we just think, oh, we can talk to people from here, that's better. But I think when people do meet up again, basically everybody's social battery is gonna be on absolute max. So I think the awkwardness is going to be the complete opposite. It's just going to be a big old celebration and there'll be hugs and drinks and happiness. That's my view.
I hope it will be. I think that would be so good if it is. I think at the moment, in the summer, I just remember that when we had a brief thing where we could meet up in the UK with yourself and 5 other people, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I did that and in about 2 hours, I was like... I am knackered.
Oh, really?
My God. Like, seeing people? There's people, like, near
it's
me
exhausting.
That aren't just my girlfriend or a cashier? This is so strange.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to bust out to the next land like I'm leveling up. Like, hey, finally good to meet you and all that. And
everyone's going
to
be like, shell-shocked. Just
looking at the ground like, oh, hello.
It's like, I don't want to look.
Yeah. But then we just get drunk. Easy.
Yeah.
True.
That's the beautiful thing. Yeah. Looking forward to hopefully... whenever the next land is going to be, hopefully everybody who's listening as well, we can see you there, we can sign things, we can do belly button shots, do whatever, get weird. That's what I'm nice. Excited for. Carl, would you do a belly button shot off me?
Off you?
Off me, yeah.
I probably would, to be honest. Yeah, normally when it comes to alcohol, I'm pretty open. What I wouldn't do, what I don't do, is pain stuff. Like, have you had a suicide shots, Kaylee? With
no,
tequila?
No.
I'm sure Stumpy knows it, but let's see if I can get it
do
right.
One, yeah.
It's... Salt. Sorry, it's lemon or lime in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Then you snort the salt. Then you drink the shot. Is that right?
Yeah,
what is your
one, yeah.
issue?
I've got no interest in weird pain.
I want to do
some
that.
Some people love them. Yeah, you're into the pain stuff, aren't you, Stumpy?
I like weird. Right. So we've got a telly show, which Kaylee, I think you now own by all accounts.
Yeah, I definitely own that now. Yeah,
you're in the
TV
show. Okay,
that's a bad bet.
Yeah. So, and I've said for a little while, can they please buy a taser? Because I just want to get tased. I think that would be just such a funny episode.
Go to Texas. Straight up, go to Texas. Everyone has a taser.
But then I feel like if I take one step wrong, I'm getting shot.
Wait, why does everyone have a taser?
I mean, that's a risk. It's definitely a risk.
that's a risk.
I mean, there's tasers.
Why does everybody have a taser? Is it for self-defense?
Yeah.
Can you like joust with them?
Hmm?
Like just go by each other and like, you know, it's like Laser Quest. Taser Quest.
Taser Quest.
Yeah,
come try it. Go to Texas and start tasing people.
No, that's not what we're doing. We're not going to Texas and tasing people.
Why? That's a good vlog.
Why, Kaylee, please? I want to go to Texas and tase people.
It hurts.
Have you been tased?
Yes.
What? You've been tased?
Okay, you know those little like handheld ones where you buzz it? Yeah, those?
Yeah, yeah.
Those hurt.
Would you do the one where you get shot with the barbs and like they bury themselves in the back?
No way. So my dad's a police officer, right?
Okay. And if you're messing around.
In order to have a taser, you have to be tased yourself.
Okay.
He's been tased. And it looks horrible. If you guys Google like tasing, whatever, you are in so much pain. You can't move. Why would you want that?
Is that the one where like they've got the person in the middle, they're like linking arms with two other people and like they're going,
because you can't move. Like your body just stops moving.
Because is it every muscle like tightens? No, not tightens. Does the other one not expand?
Contracts.
But then contract would then mean you sort of like roll up like a ball, but you sort of like plank.
Yeah.
Instead.
But my dad said he's never had such a horrible pain in his life.
But that's what I want to do.
Does it linger after it's turned off, or is it an instant relief?
I think it lingers, if I'm not mistaken.
You feel a bit fizzy.
Mm-hmm. A little fizzy,
like a little bottle of pop.
Yeah, pretty much.
So a suicide shot is when you tase yourself in the forehead and then neck a bottle of tequila. Are you interested in that, Kaylee?
No!
I don't respect my body at all. I just think if I get hurt in some way, I wouldn't do jackass stuff. Because that's like... insane.
That's
like
next level.
Yeah, like if they jump into like pits of snakes, I'd be chill if they were like chill snakes. But like if they're like biting snakes, like constrictors, I'd get all panicky. But when they do ones where it's just sort of like a little bit of pain, like if you're going like off a skateboard down a ramp or something, and like you're gonna fall off, I'd give that a go. I know I'm gonna fall off, but it'll be funny. It's content.
I mean, yeah, it's content. No? But then, personally, I used to have a skateboard, right? I have fallen off of that thing so many times. I have so many scars from it. You don't want it. Guaranteed.
I'd give it a go. I think I'd have to. And Cole, I know what you're like as well. You'd have to match me.
No, I'm not with pain stuff, though. With, like, nasty tasting stuff, sure. So I back myself as a good drinker. If someone's got something that's way too alcoholic, I'll give that a go. But as soon as you have to start inflicting bodily harm... Like, I'm a wimp with pain, and I'm very aware of pain. If people are jumping off a roof... I'm like, I like when I land.
That one's gonna hurt.
Yeah, and I can't bring myself to do it. I've got a good, I guess, is it like a reflex, an instinct to not do the thing that might cause me pain?
You're like a cat.
You've got my share of the survival instinct.
I think so.
You've got that in you. But I mean, I think I'd do, I wouldn't do anything that would seriously maim me where I need to go to the hospital, but something where like I bump my head or like I bump my arm or something. At school, I remember, we used to, with our mates, it's so stupid, we used to, somebody said they had their arm like on the desk, you'd then get somebody to hold their arm, then somebody would have a stapler and you'd pull their elbow skin and staple it to the desk. Because it doesn't hurt. People who are listening, try it now.
Because, you mean the bit that you can pull down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get this
the ball bag bit of your elbow.
I'm pulling my weenus.
God, your elbow
testes. You've got a meaty weenus, Kaylee. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just kind of there. It's looking...
You do have a meaty weenus.
I feel personally attacked.
You do. Anyway, so what we'd do is you'd get your weenus and you'd staple it to the desk.
Is that actually what it's called, a weenus?
Yeah.
It's called a weenus, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, you like staple, because it genuinely, if you can like squeeze it as hard as possible, like that you can.
I feel mine.
But you can feel the pressure, but like it doesn't hurt. Like but the
surely
end of it.
It would hurt if it got infected and then like fell off or whatever.
Well, you reckon like, your weenus is going to fall off?
If my weenus falls off, then I'm not having a good time.
No.
Presumably it serves a purpose. Does it give bend to your elbow or
obviously
something? There you go. Yeah. Then yeah, I like bending my elbow.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, but then you can. Yeah, but then when you just pull it out, you just go whoop, pull it out the desk, and then.
Yeah, but it gets infected and then gangrene.
No,
I don't want a gangrenous weenus.
I don't think anyone wants that.
No.
At one point, I was very close to having one of my friends shoot an air rifle through my weenus.
What is wrong with you?
But then we thought that was a bit weird. We thought that's a little bit much, because then that could like tear like around the elbow bone or whatever. So we weren't doing
elbow.
The elbow. Anyway, so cool, you've got a new section, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. It's called the RL Esports Idea of the Week. So this is a new segment that I've wanted to do for a while, and we thought now would be the perfect time, because it's Kayla, you are our first guest for a very long time. We've been bad at getting guests on, so hopefully you're re-ushering in the era of the guests. So we can ask you your thoughts on this idea. So we're hoping to do this every single week, where basically it's the RL Esports idea of the week. And this week's idea comes from at Emilcole93 on Twitter. So guys, be brutally honest, okay? Mm-hmm. Detach, I know you don't want to say anything mean about me. Pretend I didn't suggest
this. Just fucking
this.
Read it.
Okay. Idea. How cool would it be if RL Esports showed classic games from one player's perspective during breaks? You could have ads slash previous results, etc. surrounding it, but the majority of the screen is just uncut gameplay. Maybe text on the screen showing the player slash context. Now, this could either be full classic, i.e. season one gameplay to show how far we've come, or recent series from a player's perspective who popped off. So Garrett in game 4, when he was just incredible in the most recent RLCSX.
I like the idea. I think what you would need is what you said in there, of text on the screen showing player and context. I think that is 100% needed because the people who are watching right now, almost all of them, to be honest, like not 99% probably, didn't watch season one, season two, season three, whatever. I think you need context to every single point. So you'd have an explainer in a little box, but you can do that quite easily. Just saying what the context is, why it's so good, and then maybe like if it's relevant, what that player then went on to do. But I think that's cool. I like that. What do you think, Kaylee?
I actually really like it. What I think would be what we could add on to it is show the different venues of RLCS and stuff. If it's getting closer to like having lands and stuff, they could have pictures of like the old, because RLCS season one was in a small nightclub and they had to like tear it down and then put it back up and then tear it down because it was a nightclub. And so what they could do is kind of like show that. I think it would be really cool. It's a really good idea.
Just showing the progression would be really sick. So I don't, I don't remember like what season one looked like. I remember being quite small. Was it the Avalon?
Yeah,
was
I think
the venue?
So.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
good memory.
Thank you. And then season two, then was in Amsterdam, which was still one of the coolest venues I've ever seen. Were you
I
there,
didn't
Kaylee?
Get to go. Oh. I really wanted to.
It was because I thought that everything was going to be, because I'd never been to an esports event before, I thought that everything was going to be just on the screens that were like projected onto the walls. And then you're sitting down in this massive theatre, cinema type arrangement, and then the fucking walls peel apart and reveal like the stage behind it with the players. It was so good. It was amazing. I loved it. Yeah. You look shocked,
I'm so
Kaylee.
Jealous. Yeah, I'm absolutely shocked because I'd even get to watch. Like, I was so busy because I was still in school. Like, I was still in high school. So it's like, I didn't get to watch.
Oh, God. Because
the time zones and stuff.
Yeah, the time zones were horrible. Right.
Oh, we're old, Cole.
How old are you, Kaylee?
22.
Oh, it's not that much. That's not too bad. Okay. Yeah. It's when you see on Twitter, like, someone turning 19 and saying, boomer. And it's like...
I cringe. Yeah. Right there, I mute that account right then and there. Like, once they say boomer, I'm like, no, get out.
Yeah, it's infuriating. I'm nearly 26. I can't imagine being that old. My life's pretty much over at that point. Cole,
how old
are you?
You're done for.
27, mate. I've got
27,
a few more months of being in my early 20s, and then I'm into my mid-20s at 28.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works, man.
No.
The thing is, you were talking about the weirdness of Amsterdam, and that was the first esports event I went to as well. And I guess I sort of thought that that's how it always was without really thinking about it too much, because it was a proper like old red seat theatre, tiered seats and stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, this makes sense. So then when I went to the next one in RLCS season 5, I was sort of expecting the theatre-ness of it to be the same, like the squishy seats and stuff like that. And then when I got in there, I thought, oh yeah, actually it does make sense that more often than not it's more of an arena.
It'll be sporting,
plastic seats and stuff like that.
I do remember in Amsterdam, though, the way you bought drinks was infuriating.
That's what Snasky said as well. Like, he was angry at it.
What was... I can't remember.
I remember him being angry because I'm pretty sure he directed his anger at me every single time he had to buy a drink.
Sounds like him.
It was... You had to... I don't know the prices, but you'd say spend 5 euros and you'd get a little like token. And the token could be snapped in half or it'd be kept as whole. And basically, drinks wouldn't cost €2.50 or something.
Yeah.
They would cost 1.5 tokens.
Tokens.
Right? And it was... I get why... Because, like, they want you to essentially have guaranteed money. Okay, if you spend €20 now, we now don't care if you buy a drink. In fact, we prefer if you don't buy a drink, because then we're not giving you a product in return. You've already spent your money. They're guaranteeing that you've got that money. But I remember the pricing being weird, and it was something like €6 for, like, 2 tokens. So then if you've then got 10, you then can't then buy 1 token for 4. You then have to get out, like... 20 euros. It was so annoying. And I remember that being a venue thing and not like a psionics thing or anything. But yeah, That was very annoying. But the drinks, I remember, they were pretty good. I had a good time. Street waffles just everywhere. I had so many street waffles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's another weird Stumpy's body thing, Kaylee, if you want to cringe a bit more.
What the fuck?
From Amsterdam as well, so it's actually tied in. We avert your ears, anyone from Psionics listening right now, we snuck in little bottles of cider.
Right? How
and
dare you?
I know, little glass bottles as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll bring a bottle opener with me. Stumpy was like, don't bother. He gets it, cracks it in his teeth over and over again.
Oh, no.
The metal... metal bottle tops.
Yeah.
All it takes is one bad one.
I've had like three bad ones.
What is wrong with you?
I have no sense of self-preservation, Kaylee.
Oh my God, Stumpy.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, I still do that now. But now, like, my girlfriend used to hate it, but now she'll just, like, bring two beers into the living room, just, like, with the things still on.
Shuck them in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah. I'll go, that sounds great. I'm like a beer walrus. I'd love that, but yeah, just cracking with your mouth. Not very COVID safe, ultimately.
Do you think anybody can do that? Is it, you know how they say, like, it's easy to bite your finger off, it's as easy as biting a carrot, but your brain just doesn't let you. Is it the same with bottles? Like, anybody could do it, or is it technique that you have?
No, I think anybody could do it. I used to very stupidly do it with my front tooth, like on there, and like on my canine, like my lower one. But then that then chipped that canine, so like, okay, I'll stop.
Oh,
doing
that's
that.
Crazy. But you didn't learn from that?
So then I now do it on my side teeth, and you just give it a... Anybody can do it. I believe in you. Anybody who listens to this podcast,
please don't
make
sure
that you, on Twitter, just have a video of you. If you've never done it before, take a video and just let me see you.
Hey, I got a question for you, Stumpy.
What's up, mate?
How much do you pay in, like, dentist bills because of this?
Oh, yeah, Stumpy. You done any dentistry recently, pal?
I'm on something called Denplan, which is, I think, £10 a month, which is quite nice. Any Americans listening, I'm sorry.
Can't relate over here.
Yeah, sorry. So £10 a month, and I get a couple of treatments and stuff. But I'm also doing Invisalign because I did something stupid with my teeth when I was a child.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm well excited. And I'm basically, I at one point when I was a kid, I was trying to learn to do a front flip on a trampoline, and so I was doing like over and over again, like giving it a go. I was doing really well, and then at one point, as I landed, my right knee landed earlier, and then it bounced back up when I kneed myself in the face, and so my two like front teeth are like bent back because of me kneeing myself so hard in the face when I was younger. I then had braces to correct it. And then because I was like 18 or something, I was then like, I'm not going to wear a retainer. I'm not a nerd. So I then just never wore it. And then now they've got on back. So I'm now paying for Invisalign, which I'm starting in like 3 weeks or something, which I'm looking forward to. That'd be good. There you go. See, that was more educational than you thought.
We should
it
say.
It actually was.
Yeah, there you go.
In all seriousness, to anybody listening, do not send us clips of you opening bottles.
No one
your
wants
teeth.
That.
We will not retweet it. Just in case anyone's thinking, oh, I'd love these guys' attention.
Just send us one clip, not multiple. We don't need Stop a few. It. It's just one clip of you opening a beer bottle with your teeth.
If I get one video of anybody trying to do that, I'm blocking all of you.
Yeah. At Kaylee on Twitter. Make
Stop it.
Nope. Make sure you send it over.
Stumpy,
there.
The joke's over now. People shouldn't do that, should they?
That'll be good. Wink. I get you.
Why can't you can stop winking now? Why can't you just let a joke die?
No, I get you, Wink. I get you.
You're a bastard.
Should we move on to some Twitter questions? Because we chucked out into the Twitter sphere asking if we had any questions for you. So, Kaylee, you ready to answer the masses?
I am ready.
Okay, the first question is from Flying Car Parts. Who is worse at Rocket League out of Cole and Stumpy?
Stumpy.
Okay.
Good answer. How does it feel that everyone fancies your boyfriend? From @BobbyFat95.
I mean, honestly, it's mainly the guys who fancy him.
Yeah, true.
So, feels great, honestly. There's no, like, females drooling over him, as far as I know. So, it's like, I mean, he's irrelevant now, so it's not like he has the fucking spotlight on him. So, it's like, it's great.
I have had that pointed out to me before, that whenever there's, like, a jacked guy in a TV show, and, like, a hot woman, I'm normally more impressed by the jacked guy, because I'm just like, good on you, you've really put the work in.
Like, I don't know, like, it's been weird. Whenever we first started, like, talking to each other, like, on Steam and stuff, I had no idea what he looked like. I straight up did not know what he looked like.
Oh, you lucked out. Fucking
Jesus, that's
serious.
The best blind date ever.
No, I'm serious, like, I had no idea what he looked like until 6 months after.
At that point, you're too far in.
No, yeah, at that point I was way too far in. I was like, well, if he shows me what he looks like now and he's like ugly, I can't just like dip. I can't just leave. So I just kept going with it.
When did you see him? Was it in real life? Or like a video chat or whatever?
No, he is, this sounds so bad. Okay. He never wanted to video chat.
Okay.
I didn't really see his face because at the time he had his cat profile picture everywhere. Oh, so it was yeah, it was his cat. Well, it's not his cat, his friend's cat, but whatever. So I had no idea what he looked like. It was Supersonic Avengers days, so they didn't really have pictures of him. Didn't really see anything. It was until like December, because we started talking in like June, and so in December. We friended each other on Facebook, and that's where I saw what he looked like.
And were you just like, I've done well there?
I was like, you know what, Kaylee? Just high five myself. I did good.
It must have been a massive sigh of relief moment. When,
it really
like,
was.
Like anything.
It really was.
That's terrifying.
And Snasky, too far in, he couldn't dip after seeing you.
So. Yeah, I know. True. He just saw me and he was like, well.
He's like, oh,
I've
put in too much effort here at this point. Okay, the next question is from at Mute Vickers. Could you beat them both in a fight?
I think so.
You genuinely think 2v1 you could beat me in Cole?
You're not allowed to bring your taser.
I'll just left, right, goodnight. Easy.
Left, right, goodnight. And that's another thing that I couldn't say about sounding like a dick. Right, it suits goodnight. You so much saying that. If I imagine if I said straight faced, left, right, goodnight.
I don't know why people didn't just see the action you did. Looking like a swimming badger. Left, right, good night.
There was no left, right. It was just like.
It was like a front.
Both of them at the same time.
I am the human stag beetle. Okay.
Cole's got boxing experience. I think that might help you out, Cole. Would you punch a woman? Kaylee specifically?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely, I think.
I would punch myself.
Only with boxing gloves on. That's fair. Like, I just asked you to punch yourself, and because you'd left, right, goodnight so hard.
You'd left, right, goodnight yourself.
Yeah.
Seems like something I would do, honestly.
Out of confusion.
When you were new to the game, who did you enjoy watching that inspired your play? From at MattDMMA1.
So when I first got the game, I watched a lot of Doomsy. And it was a lot of Doomsy. I watched his videos. I watched literally everything. Everything he posted, I would watch right then and there. Even when I was in school, I would forget what the teacher was saying and just watch Doomsy constantly. And that's kind of like where I found Snasky as well, because he got onto Supersonic Avengers with Lamp and Snasky. And I was like, who is this guy? Who cares about him? I want to watch Doomsy. So I watched a lot of him whenever I first got into the game.
When you met Doomsy then, did you fangirl a little bit?
I fangirled when he followed me on Twitter. The second he followed me on Twitter, I literally screenshotted it because my brother also watched with me. And so he was like, whoa, Doomsy follows you, and we fangirled together.
Oh, that's cute. I remember meeting Lamp for the first time, and that was in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And he was like the nicest person.
He's so
like,
sweet.
He's so sweet. It went a little bit awry where there were free drinks if you knew a player, but half of the people there were players.
And then I remember Snasky got like kicked out. He also got stopped because he had too many drinks.
Doomsy, Lamp, and Snasky all got themselves player wristbands because they that's when they missed out on going there by like one point, whatever it was. Mm. Maybe that was like the year before. But yeah,
don't bring that
they just about missed out. And so they had their player bands. And I remember I was drunk and I made it my mission to get one item of free thing off one member of Supersonic Avengers. And so I got a hot dog off Lamp, and I still feel bad because it was mid-conversation, a really good conversation. And I said, Lamp, can I have a hot dog?
Can I get a hot dog, please?
Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, okay. And so we went and got a hot dog, and I was like, okay, cool. So we just carried on talking. I was just having a free hot dog. I had a good time, and we just hung out. I got a beer off Doomsy, and I think I got a beer off Snasky as well. So yeah, happy days. The next question is from at Hello Citrus. Question all round. How are the dogs? Starting with you, Kaylee. How's May?
May is doing fantastic. She is going to be 8 months on the 9th. She's honestly doing great. She's working on a lot of her commands, and she's a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. She's very stubborn. So we're working with that. The dogs back home are doing great. So we have Ben, Abby, which just had her surgery. She's doing great.
I was gonna ask about her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's doing absolutely amazing. She's 16. 16 now.
Wow.
And she's an old fat lab. Like, I don't know how she's made it through 16 years or 15, however old she is now. Mm-hmm. I've had her since I was like, I was in first grade when we first got her. So I've had her for a very long time. She's doing great. Daisy, Annie, and Ben are just vibing.
They're doing their thing. Oh, that's mm-hmm. nice.
So good news all around.
Mm-hmm. How's little Jasper Coolco?
He's eating his own poo a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
He's missing enzymes. He's missing a certain enzyme.
Ooh, which enzyme?
I don't know, but that's usually what happens when they're lacking a certain enzyme. So it might be you might want to switch up his food and make sure he's drinking a lot of water.
Oh, cool. Brilliant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that stuff you learn from vet stuff?
Yeah. I used to work at a vet clinic.
Oh, nice. Good. Okay, brilliant. There you go. Good. And Stumpy.
Is he doing what otherwise, Cole?
Sorry, yeah, he's doing amazingly. He's getting a bit naughty again. He's approaching 4 months, and I don't know if he's quite a teenager yet, but apparently little ones can do it from about 5 months. So it's within that range where he might start to forget things. We're also moving house in about 3 weeks, which will probably set him back right back to the beginning with regards to toilet training and stuff like that. So we have to bear that in mind. If he just forgets, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is still adorable and cute and cuddly. And we had a walk the other day, obviously socially distanced, of our neighbours who have a dog as well. And at one point when we were at like the dog park bit, there were four of them off their leads, like bigger dogs, just all sprinting after one another like in a row. Every now and then they'd come near Jasper and he would just cower a little bit. So we're trying to teach him that obviously he doesn't want to get involved when the big dogs are playing, but it's not intrinsically scary when dogs want to play with you. But I think that's going to be a slow process because he's very human focused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is on the big dogs as well. So I've got a big dog as well, and he, when he played with my dad's like sort of Yorkshire Terrier like size dog, Enzo started off like, well, they went on a walk together, and he would straight up just walk over her and like knock her over just when he was walking, just because he kicked her, and it's like he didn't even realize that she was there. And then she was just getting really pissed off with him. And then we got into our garden and let them off, and he would just lay down, went on his back with his head upside down, and she was like jumping over him and stuff and like running round his head. So like, it's on the big dog to like get down to their level and like chill out and like make sure that the little dog is comfortable.
Yeah, there are a lot of puppies that are a bit bigger, which he was scared of. But there was an off-lead border collie that came up to Jasper to say hello on the nighttime walk. And obviously a border collie, they are just always intelligent and aware. And that dog was a lot slower and calmer. And I think Jasper at least had a nice little nose-to-nose interaction. Aww. So we have had some really nice moments.
May's just really dumb. She doesn't realize how big she is. So whenever I'm streaming, she wants to sit on my lap, and she's already like 22 kilos. So she just wants to sit on my lap. And then Snasky's parents have a dog named Bailey. And he's, I don't know if you guys know this type of dog, but it's called a boomer. So it's a smaller type of dog.
Oh, that's a block, calling things a boomer.
Yeah, my bad. But so it's like a smaller dog. And then May does the left, right, good night with her paws, and so she literally whacks things. I don't know why, but she literally just whacks them, and she's getting a lot of power. And so every time she goes to see Bailey, she just whacks them, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? So
stop that.
Yeah, I don't know what her problem is.
Yeah, Enzo does a similar thing, so he's doing well as well. He's behind me at the moment. I move, hang on, there he is.
Hey.
He's like, he's laying down, people can't see it, but he's laying down there just sideways. Yeah, he's chilling. He's been not seeing as many people as normal, but there's a big field literally just around the corner from us where I let him off. And if there's any dogs there, he'll just happily... He does the same thing as May, I think, where he doesn't know how big he is. And yeah, he'll just like... There's been so many times where he's like walking through a muddy field or something, sees another dog and just goes... And just hits them on the head.
Yeah,
and they've got like
that's
a
happened to Jasper a lot.
And then there's just like a muddy paw print. And it's like, why would you do that?
So he doesn't. He just has no idea how big he is. But he always wants to play. He chameleons onto whatever another dog's feeling is. If the other dog is calm, he will then be calm. If the other dog is excited, he'll be excited. But then that does then mean if another dog does get a little bit growly, then he then growls back. And then they just sort of like ramp each other up. And then they kind of start having a go from like across the road. But I'm just trying to teach him like sort of nice things. So when we can go to like markets when like stuff's open, like more busy places, he has to like heel next to me and just stay nice and close and keep an eye on me whenever we go to like the edge of a road and just stuff like that. So try and make it second nature. But I'm very lucky that I live like in a village as well. So like the center is not busy at all, but like there's cars going past, there's a couple of lorries, There's people, other dogs, bikes, runners, stuff like that. But then also it's not a town centre. So it's not like crazy. He's not getting fully overwhelmed. So because he is a rescue, he is like gets really nervous about stuff quite quickly.
Aww, yeah.
But he was off his food a little bit recently and I just bought like a newer, cheaper one as well. And he loves it. It just looks like big Nesquik. And he just has a great time. And then my parents' dogs, one of them, Poppy, she recently had surgery because she got her, when she was in season, she was like feeling really awful. And she's about 10 or so now. She's a lab as well, a golden lab. And she was feeling really bad. And basically they then took her into the vet and they said, okay, we need to basically just get everything out, like get her womb, everything removed. Otherwise, her next season, she might not like live through it, essentially.
Aww.
So they operated on her. She recovered literally in like apparently a day. And the next day with our other dog, she was like jumping around like a puppy. And like aww, like doing that thing like they got where they got their bum in the air and like they got their like front paws on the floor
and
like
play ball.
Yeah, and like nipping like at each other's legs and she, genuinely she has been the grumpiest little shit for about 4 years.
Oh, she just didn't feel good.
Yeah, but now she's like just going wild because she like growls at other dogs. She's not super socialized, and she does not like Enzo because he just like he does not know social cues
right,
at
goodnight.
All. Yeah, he's just like whacking about. So hopefully when we see her next, I think we're gonna go for like a distance walk next week. Hopefully they'll like get on really well and they can like jump about and play. So that's what we're hoping. But
that's such a good story. Bless her. That must it sucks with animals because you can try as hard as you possibly can to understand what they're saying and how they're feeling, and there can always be something that they just can't communicate to you until it's discovered. So well done. Was it your parents that
my parents
that she needs to be brought in? Oh, good on them. Well done.
Yeah, so yeah,
happy days.
Yeah, dog's doing well. Thank you for asking, Hella Citrus. Good question.
We've talked about Smug a lot, but this question's a little bit different. Who are you going to defeat next in Smug? From at Ben R82837856.
What a username.
I know. I feel like I know him.
I don't know. I don't. I like I said, I just work here. Johnny Boy just comes at me. He's like, who do you want to go against? I'm like, that guy.
Who's got the fewest hours? I'll play them.
Exactly. I mean, I have no idea.
Is there anyone that like you are eyeing up that you'd be like, I would love to beat them. I really like to have a good match against them.
I mean, I'm trying to think of other content creators in Europe that are around my rank. But every other content creator is a pro. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, who else can I go against? Like, genuinely, who else can I go against?
There's coaches that are a bit removed from that, I suppose.
But like, full-on content creators, like you guys.
Mertzi? How good is Mertzi?
I think he's too good.
He's way too good. Yeah, he's way too good.
Is he really good?
Yeah, okay. I think he went after me and Stumpy's match. Or was it me and Cole's match?
I did it. Okay.
Yeah, so he's way too good.
That's a good question.
If anyone can think of anyone, let us or Kaylee or Johnny Boy know. Because I'm stumped as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like Miramasa, but I don't think that's much of a matchup. I love the woman. I love her. She's literally my best friend. We have matching tattoos. Don't get me wrong, but it's like
matching tattoos.
Yeah, we got
the tattoo.
It's on my ankle. So we have otters, little otters, because it's our favorite animal. And they like whenever we put our ankles together, they hold hands.
Oh my god!
It's adorable. So it's actually
cute.
Adorable.
Kaylee, why do you say these things?
That's so sweet. Cute.
We're getting matching tattoos, Stumpy.
We are.
Because we hit 1,000 Twitch subs once upon a time. Yeah, we're getting subpar logos in a post-COVID world.
I'm getting... Ignore
nice.
That. I'm getting that light bulb.
Where are you guys getting them?
I'm thinking there.
Mm-hmm.
Why not on our ankles so that when we link them, they hold hands?
Yeah.
Well, Cole, do you want to have...
That'd be cute.
Do you want sub tattooed on your ankle? Because that could give off the wrong message.
You could have Dom on your ankle.
Oh, no.
And when our ankles touch, you know what's happening.
Please don't. Please don't. For the love of God, please don't.
Okay, the next question is from Jacob P. Hansen. How are you finding life in the EU after moving across the pond?
It's a lot different. It's very different. So I didn't come from a family that's very family oriented. We're very independent. So my mom used to work from like 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. We would have already had dinner by then. Dinner was like put away. My dad's a police officer, so of course he's in a very stressful situation all the time. So he comes home, he wants to de-stress. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He doesn't want to do anything. My brother's a gamer as well. So at the time when I still lived there, he was actually in Oklahoma because he was studying. And then I was just by myself. So I had a very independent kind of teenage years. So coming here and kind of hearing Snasky's story where he's very family oriented, he's like, they always have dinners together. It's very, very different. The Danish culture, I would say, is a little cold towards Americans and towards like towards immigrants. And so going to a Danish school, and I, the second I speak, they're already like, oh, you're American. And I was like, well, okay. And I was the only American.
Does that mean that they dismiss you at all? Or is it
they
just
dismiss
sort of like,
me
okay,
as kind of stupid. Okay. And that's what I've realized. It's probably not all Danes. And so don't get the impression I'm calling like all Danes rude. But the Danes I have met through my school, they kind of dismissed me and they're like, I don't want to talk to her. And I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't, I didn't really get to make any friends through school. But other than that, a lot of the people I've met, very, very nice. Like Snasky's friends, absolutely amazing. They're actually in my community, like playing Among Us with me on stream and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I've met a lot of people, like a lot of Karens, I guess, through they see a German Shepherd and they just hate her. And I'm like, okay, I will left, right, goodnight this old woman right now. I don't have the temper. I don't have it. But other than that, I really like it here. Unless, like, nice. You know, it's cold. It's snowing.
I've missed something because I thought you were Canadian. Because on Wikipedia, you've got a little Canadian flag next to your name.
I was born in Canada.
And then moved to America.
Yeah.
Right, I see. Okay.
So in 2005. Down Texas.
I was just worried for a second because in the intro, we've got the French-Canadian thing. And I was wondering if you were thinking, why has he said Canadian?
No, no, no. So okay, I was actually born in Canada. If I say, like, me and Snasky broke up and I had to move or something like that, I would definitely go to Canada instead of going back to Texas. I hate Texas. I hate it so much.
Is that a general thing? Would you hate, like, living in the US generally? Because obviously it's kind of really fucked. Or would you, is it just that you like Canada?
Yeah, it's fucked. I don't want it. I'm not really good on really good terms with most of my family. Like, I... grandparents, cousins, and everything, like I said, we're very independent, and it was only my dad, my brother, my mom, and me who moved down to Texas. Everybody else that I know is in Canada. So I feel like I would much rather live, you know, in Canada with the free healthcare, because I get sick all the time. So it's like, with the free healthcare, I'd much rather live there.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, like on our streams and stuff, I think on podcasts too. I do not think I could be paid to live in America. Like, it doesn't seem worth it, realistically. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I completely understand that. The penultimate question.
We should move through them a little bit faster because we're getting on, but we've got a couple more questions. So what are your top three moments while streaming from a lovely guy called @ItalicRL?
That's a good question. I think it would be getting a partner with 4 months, unlocking it with 2 months, averaging 100 viewers for the very first time. And then probably reaching all the like 1,000 sub goals. I think that's absolutely insane for such a, I want to say a small streamer like me. Cause in the big thing, in big scheme of things, you know, 500 viewers is not a lot.
3,000 subs is like.
Is insane.
Incredible.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Also, I meant to ask, was that like a slow build to that? Or was it, did you do like a big stream and then that's like a load of sub bombs type thing?
It's been weird. My community is absolutely insane. Right. So I had my birthday on January 12th. I had my birthday subathon. And then I just make sub goals and I'm just like, hey, you dumbasses aren't going to reach this one. And then they reach it. And I'm like, well, what do I do now? Because I said at 3000, I would color my hair bright pink. And I was like, they're not going to get it because I was at 2100 like 3 weeks ago. And then it just kept going and going and going. And I was like, oh, no, what have I done? And so I have to color it pink
now. Was it Widow that did that?
Did Widow, and Mira as well. Hair?
Yeah, did they?
Yeah. And I just picked a color. I let them pick it. And I was like, you know what? You can pick whatever color you guys want. And they picked pink. And I was like, well, all right, let's go.
Amazing. The final question before we get on to, that's a weird place to listen from.
And it will be, to be fair.
Is from @greencornmeds. we love you, but AMC stock is a movement. We need you to talk about. We know you're the rich 1%, so you probably won't, and you will lose our love and faith. Buy AMC stock. AMC is a movement against the 1% trash that ruined this world. What has he done for the common man? Nothing. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't know anything about stocks. I call them stonks. So I think that's a good start. I don't know what he meant at all. I thought that was a bot.
I really hope that was like a meme in your chat or something.
No, I don't know.
I think he's a bot.
Yeah, I was looking at the questions beforehand. I thought that was a bot.
Yeah, I thought it was funny though. Just some guy just buying a bot to reply to a podcast AMO, not about stocks. So well done, you're putting a good money there. Okay, the final part of this podcast, Kaylee, is a game. All right.
Oh no.
And this is going to be the real double or nothing game between you and Cole. This is where the stakes are highest, where money is not made. Are you ready to answer some questions about this latest weird place to listen from that is called Hamtramck, Michigan?
Fucking what?
So, people that don't know, we can look at all of the stats from this podcast. I like to look back, episode 58, where was just a weird place to listen from. There's a place called, and this is not a typo, Hamtramck. So it's Hamtramck.
Can you repeat that? Oh. I'm dyslexic. One more time.
Hamtramck.
What the?
Yeah. It's a weird spelling.
So it's Hamtramck.
Hamtram?
Hamtram.
Sounds like Simish.
Are you sure you're saying it right?
Hamtram.
Hamtram.
I don't know too much in it. I just look at it. Actually, I've still got the Wikipedia page up. Hamtramck. Oh, it's Hamtramck.
Made a typo.
Yeah.
No. That's how it's spelled. But I've just seen the phonetic pronunciation on thingy. Hamtramck. Oh. That is awful. Terrible place name.
I prefer Hamtramck because of the Simish thing.
That's fair. So, we are doing two truths and a lie. So, I've scoured through the Wikipedia page for Hamtramck, and I've found a couple of facts about it. And you guys need to identify which one it is. You are against each other on this as well.
Okay.
So, to start things off, the first fact is one of the largest businesses in Hamtramck, Michigan, is a sausage and manufactured meat product company.
Okay.
So how are we feeling about that? Cole, how do you feel about the sausages?
I feel like normally when you make stuff up, you'd say like with 32% of its GDA or whatever it is coming from there. You normally add a stat when you're bullshitting in my thoughts there. So I'm sus of that top one.
Okay.
From the start.
Okay. The second fact is Hamtramck, Michigan is the first city in the United States to have a majority Muslim city council. Okay. Mm-hmm. How are we feeling about that?
I'm thinking, because if it's in Michigan, mm-hmm. Michigan is north, mm-hmm. right?
I did have to look at a map. Yeah, it is north.
Okay, that's what I thought. So if it's north, I think I would believe that one. The first one, I think, is a lie, because I think Michigan is more known for dairy products, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
You've got so much extra knowledge coming into this than I do.
I'm just trying to think out here, man.
You could be bullshitting. You could be getting it. Oh, yeah, that does sound right. And actually, they're well known for their meat and sausage.
They love their sausages.
Yeah, maybe I'm just bullshitting. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the final fact is every year, Hamtramck, Michigan hosts a music festival called the Hamtramck Music Festival, where in 2011, almost 200 bands played over 4 days.
Wow. Okay. So how are we doing this? How are we doing this with two of us, Stumpy? Do one of us get to go first? Do we get to say the same one?
I think you, at the same time, so give them A, B, and C, all right? So A, so you're trying to identify the lie here. So A is one of the largest businesses in Hamtramck, Michigan, is a sausage and manufactured meat product company. B is Hamtramck, Michigan, is the first city in the United States to have a majority Muslim city council. And C is every year Hamtramck, Michigan hosts a music festival called the Hamtramck Music Festival, where in 2011, almost 200 bands played over 4 days. Wow. So if you just think it through. So what are you guys thinking right now? Because I can see a lot of concentrated faces.
I mean, how about this then, just to make it fair? What if, because you said on 3, 2, 1, we say A, B, or C. What if we both do that, and then that's locked in, and then we say our reasoning?
Okay, I think that's good. Okay, have you, Kaylee, have you decided on which one you think the lie is?
I'm stuck on 2. So I'm trying to think of the logistics out here.
Okay.
See, analytical. I'm just going with one of them. You know, one of them's calling to me.
Going by the
and
heart.
I'm trusting that, exactly.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Cole, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so when I say on the go, but I'm not gonna say go after 1. All right?
And then we both say, yeah?
And you both say it.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
C.
Oh.
Did you say B, Kaylee?
No, I said C.
You both said C. You think that's C's the false one? And that's the false prophet. Okay, so what's your thoughts, Kaylee? You were going through the logistics of this. Why do you think that there's not a music festival?
Because I feel like if it's in Michigan, they would just do it in a bigger city. If they want more people to show up, they're going to do it in a bigger city and not just this, you know, middle of fucking nowhere city.
I can tell you right now that the city population is only 22,000.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like it. Like, it sounds like a small city in America. Mm-hmm. And so if they wanted to do a bigger music festival, the analytical part of me says, okay, why would you do it in the middle of nowhere? You would do it in a bigger city and get more people going.
Okay. Cool.
So I just think with that third one, there's so much that can go wrong. Like, it could have been cancelled in the last 3 years to, like, a funding, you know? Mm. The fact that it links back to 2011... That is, depressingly, a decade ago now. And between now and then... Yeah, I know. Between, that's when I started uni, would you believe? So between now and then...
Kaylee's face!
So much could have happened.
Yeah, old,
I know, right?
Man.
It's the decade anniversary of my halls in a few months' time, Kaylee. We're all talking about meeting up, obviously, COVID allowing, and just saying, hey, look at me, I'm bald now. Yep, I work over at a supermarket. Glad we all went to this uni.
God. Doing an arts degree, though.
True. Having some drinking games. Like, no drink to that. And we're all just sad old blokes.
This friendship will last forever. Okay.
C.
So you've both gone C for your false one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you one of the truths. So I'll remove a truth from the board. Hello, Enzo. So, truth from the board to be removed is... Hamtramck, Michigan is the first city in the United States to have a majority Muslim city council.
Good on it.
Which is pretty cool. So it's 4 out of 6 city council members are Muslim. Which is pretty cool. It's got a really big Yemenis and Polish and Bangladesh population, apparently.
Interesting.
So it's quite fun. Yeah. Okay. And let me reveal to you the lie. You ready?
It's a sausage thing, isn't it? We were wrong.
One of the largest businesses in Hamtramck, Michigan is a sausage and manufactured meat product company. That's the lie. That's
was
the
there
lie,
any truth
one.
To it that you adapted, or was it straight up made up?
It had like a tiny bit that like there used to be a little sausage factory that like was in the city.
And
like,
you embellished the size of the sausage company.
Yeah, it's called Kowalski Sausage Company. Or it was, so, I suppose.
Can we have a trip to Hamtramck, Michigan to see their music festival, which apparently still goes on?
Yeah, so I don't know why they gave the stat from 2011. Like, that, they were just weirdly proud of it. I don't really know why. There's a citation there, hang on. Right. Detroit Free Local Press. This was posted, it doesn't even say, Caveman Woodman and Bam Bam Moss performed
what?
There.
Cool.
Wow. Do you want to see a picture now? Put it in our Discord chat.
I want to listen to them. Caveman Woodman.
Caveman Woodman and... And that's the picture of them. Caveman Woodman and Bam Bam Moss.
I can put in a bit of Caveman Woodman.
Yeah, there's a picture in our Discord chat.
All right, we'll have to post that. Everyone on Twitter, remind us to post the picture because we'll forget. But that's Caveman. Oh my God, they're going for it. That's what my mates are all going to look like when we meet up for our decade anniversary
so
of drinking
no.
games.
He's so sunburned. Oh my!
Hamtramck Labor Day Festival, September 6th, 2015. Onwards it marches.
Oh, this man. He's so red. Like, a recommended thing for me is Piano Man by Billy Joel. I feel like this is as far away from Piano Man that you can get. Go on.
I am disgusted. I am actually disgusted.
You're not tempted to go to Hamtramck for the Labor Day Festival?
No, you know what? That is the one place I will never go in my entire life. Not even for like a layover. I don't care. I'm not. No. Uh-uh.
Bear in mind, Kaylee, that the reason we're talking about Hamtramck, Michigan is that somebody out there listens to this very podcast.
Get out.
From Hamtramck, Michigan.
Move.
What would you say to them?
Get
Two
out.
Two people.
Literally, get out. Move get somewhere out. Else.
Jesus.
Would you rather move to Hamtramck or Texas?
It's so close.
Texas
gets Texas. It over Hamtramck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Well, if you are from Hamtramck, what I always like is when the people who have listened, they send a picture of them, like their Google Maps of them nearby. That's always quite fun. Like a picture of the sign. So if you are from near there, let us know. At us on Twitter, @ subparbitinhd. And we'll have a little look. We'll give it a retweet. We'll give it a like. All that good stuff. Otherwise, Kaylee and Cole, congratulations. You lost.
Nice.
Used to that.
Well done.
Cole should be used to that, so it's okay.
Yeah, I dragged you down to my level now, Kaylee. So welcome.
I love it.
Yeah, that's fair. So that was Weird Place to Listen From. And that is the end of the Subpar Poddy C. Before we go, Kaylee, thank you so much for coming on and for beating us so easily in Saltmine Underground. Where can people find you going forwards, mate?
Probably on Twitch or Twitter. You know, on the socials, just kind of chilling, just vibing.
What's your URL, Kaylee?
Oh, twitch.tv/KayleeTV.
Yay.
She did it.
I did it.
Okay, thank you very much, Kaylee. And everybody, we will see you very shortly. Have a good one, and goodbye.